this is David Rogers for Deddington Discussions on Deddington On Air, and I'm joined today by Barry Smith.
Good morning, David.
We're here today to talk about the Harvard Crocodillos, which are a passion of yours.
Indeed, yes. I have to be careful about having a passion for 12 young men, but I've known them for many years and just have a very close relationship with the group.
So the Harvard Crocodillos are a cappella singing group based in Harvard University.
Yes.
Tell me about their history.
They were formed in 1946. And their derivation is what we would probably know as a barbershop quartet, when four undergraduates got together and said, why don't we form a singing group? And began to do that. From that time, they grew in number until they became the 12 that are now the Harvard Crocodillos. The name itself has an unusual history. In the club that the Crocs inhabit, called the Hasty Pudding Club in Harvard Square, there are some stuffed crocodiles, one of which was given to the Crocs by Mr. Roosevelt, or President Roosevelt. And having had several glasses of good wine, one of the original group looked up, saw crocodile, and said, ah, the Greek for crocodile is crocodillo. And the name was born.
So for those who've never come across the Harvard Crocodillos, paint me a picture. What would they see if they went to see them live?
They'd see 12 young men between the ages of 19 and 22, 23, representing American culture. We would see people from African American origin. We would see Chinese, Japanese, Texans, Californians.
All these singers are undergraduates at Harvard University.
They are all undergraduates at Harvard University, doing their four year course. They'll come from a range of disciplines, from anthropology through politics to economics to religious studies, very wide range. But the thing they have in common is their passion for singing.
And how long does each of these undergraduates spend in the Crocs?
Usually 2 years. But there have been two examples in the time I've known them where two of the Crocs have been there all 4 years at Harvard and been in the group and still got a good degree. How they do that, I have no idea.
Okay, well, I think it's time to listen to our first track, which is
House of Blue Lights.
Where you lace up your boots and you walk on down to a knockdown shack on the edge of town. There's a Latin bean cobbled there that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit fall in there. Can you dig them sights down at the
house of blue lights?
Well, there's fryers,
boilers,
Detroit
barbecue ribs,
but the trick of the trade is when they're serving up those fine ABs. You're gonna spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. Do me down, do me do a three, boy. Do me down, do me do a three, high. Boy, down at the house of blue lights. Well, you lace up your boots and you walk on down to a knockdown shack on the edge of town. There's a Latin bean combo there that just won't break. Keep on walking till you see a blue light red fall in there. Can you dig them sights down at the house of blue lights? Do me down, do me do three, boy. Do me down, do me do three, hey.
This is their opening, almost always their opening number. It was, first of all, composed in 1946 and then adapted by one of the crocs. In 1964, a croc called Jeffrey Gutchen, who then went on to compose music, he did the music, the adaptation for Ain't Misbehaving, which then appeared on Broadway. This, as I say, is always their opening number, and people who come along will be very surprised, I think, to see how they integrate the various singers in this particular track.
Now, you mentioned that the members of this group are undergraduates at university. How much time do they spend practicing and performing?
During term time, they sing together every single evening.
On top of an undergraduate course at Harvard?
Right. They are either rehearsing or they are singing a concert. They do about 50 concerts a year, plus performances on American radio and sometimes TV, like the Johnny Carson Show, Good Morning America. They fit all that around their undergraduate studies.
And they also have a world tour each year?
Mm-hmm. They first did a world tour in 1964 when they went to India. And it was such a success that they have expanded the tour up to the present 11 weeks, which this year encompasses Taiwan, China, Japan, Australia, Germany, Italy, France, and then concluding with the UK, first of all Oxford and Dennington, and then finally in London before they go home.
I'm glad you mentioned Dennington, because of course they're coming to Christine Blentoff's garden on the 30th of July.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you wrote something in the Dennington News about that. Please tell us all about it.
Well, I went to see Christine and said, told her about the group and said, I'd love to have them sing in Dennington, Christine, but don't quite know where they could sing. And she kindly volunteered and said, well, how about my garden? And that was just too good an offer to refuse. And Christine in the past has had various concerts in her garden, so people who know her well will know this is typical of her generosity. And as part of the publicity of that, I just wrote an article, which if people haven't seen it yet, is on page 9 of the Dennington News, just giving a little history of the Crocs and telling people about the concert, starting at 6:15, and the location, which is just down from the Crown and Tuns pub, that I'm sure many people know in Dennington.
And it's free of charge?
It's free of charge. Turn up, walk in, and listen to the music. We hope that if you enjoy it, and I can't see any reason why you wouldn't, you'll be willing to give a donation, which we would share between Christine Blentoff's favourite charity and to help the Crocs with their world tour.
I think it's time for another listen to the Crocs. This is Screwed On Wrong.
For my heart all day, and it's gone just like that, clean gone away. I had it last night, I swear, it was sitting so fine right there, right under my eyes, somewhere nearby. It's probably right here in front of my nose. I must be blind, I cannot find that heart of mine. Nowhere, nowhere. Been looking here, been looking there all day long. Yes, I got my head screwed on wrong. Screwed, screwed on wrong. Screwed, screwed on wrong. Screwed, screwed on wrong. Heart, where are you? Looking for you everywhere. In her eyes, in his face, it's just not there. I had it when the sun went down. Mislaid my heart when that gold crown moon rose. It's probably right here in front of my nose. I must be blind, I cannot find that heart of mine. Nowhere, nowhere. Been looking here, been looking there all day long. Guess I got my head screwed on wrong. Scoobin' dead and shot and shoot about it. I can't think straight, can't think straight, can't think straight. Screw all wrong. Screw. I've been looking and searching and looking and searching and looking and searching and looking and searching for my heart. Screw, screw, screw all wrong. Screw, screw all wrong. Screw, screw all wrong. Girl, you got me wrong.
Screwed on Wrong is a particular favourite of the Crocs because it actually was specifically composed for them by Leonard Bernstein, who most people know for having composed West Side Story. The story about this is quite amusing, that the Crocs were coming from one of their rehearsals at the Hasty Pudding Club, and a few celebrations after a successful rehearsal, and were singing in the street, and a window shot up from an apartment in the street, and a head leaned out and said, "I think you guys had better come up here." And it turned out to be Leonard Bernstein, who insisted that they sang for him until the early hours of the morning. He then became what is known as an honorary crocodillo, and in return he wrote them this particular song. It's not typical of what the Crocs sing, but it's very jazzy, but people who like Bernstein's music will, I'm sure, recognise the style.
Now, you mentioned that Leonard was an honorary crocodillo. Mm-hmm. I believe there are very few of those.
Yes.
I believe you're one.
Yes, that's naughty of you to mention that, David. I happen to be one of the honorary crocs and joining such luminaries as the King of Thailand. Grace Kelly was also an honorary croc. The Aga Khan. And a few people like that, and so I feel very privileged.
So tell us how, where and when you first met these.
I was in charge of senior managers education at an American computer company, and I took a group of managers over to Boston for an executive education course, and the person who helped me design that program and run it offered to take us one evening to the Hasty Pudding Club, which is in Harvard Square. The name goes back to 1770, when the club was formed as the oldest social gathering in the United States. And the Crocs sang for us, most unexpectedly. I thought we were just having dinner, and these guys suddenly appeared on the floor and sang in a way that I'd never heard before, and I think most of the other members of the audience had never heard before. Following that, they came and joined us at our tables, and the gentleman who came and joined us turned out to be the organizer of their next world tour. And by this time, I think I'd had some rather splendid red wine and made an offer which my memory says sounded something like, "Well, if you want any help with your world tour, want to come to Geneva, give me a call." And they came to Geneva most of the years between 1990 and 2007 when we left. They're coming to Oxford and to Deddington this year because this is the first year since we came to live in Deddington that I felt I have enough of a network to organise the visit.
Fantastic. You've obviously seen these people perform many times. You must have a favourite track of theirs.
Yes. My favourite track is a song about the American Civil War, which was composed in 1969. It's called Mama Looks Sharp, and it's about a young man, a teenager, the age of the Crocs, is dying, having been wounded in the war. It's a message to his mother, and it's a favourite because it's a beautiful song, already an emotional song about a very important part of American history. But also, we have the most wonderful memories of sitting in our garden in Geneva with lots of our friends around, with the sun going down when the Crocs sang this. And it really is one of those moments where you talk about there wasn't a dry tear in the house.
Mama, hey, mama, come looking for me. I'm here in the meadow by the red maple tree. Mama,
and that was Mama Look Sharp. Now, I did a little bit of research before we got together today. I looked on YouTube and I put Harvard Crocodillos into the YouTube search and found over 100 astounding performances. I mean, these guys don't just stand there and sing.
No, I call them, they are entertainers. They sing, but they also act. They put interpretations into the songs that they perform. And there are a couple of numbers where they also do a dance routine as well. So it's more than just the image most of us have of a choir. They certainly don't stand there immobile.
Now, I'm going to play an extract now of the Crocodiloes doing Glenn Miller's In the Mood, and I think this is probably, if you have the urge to Google them or look on YouTube, this would be a good representation of the Crocs at their very most dynamic.
I would say that's true, yes. I mean, they perform this dance routine in the style of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And one of my favourite memories here is that they were performing about 5 years ago at the Goring Hotel, which is now famous for a royal wedding. And the Goring Hotel had just put in an incredibly expensive chandelier in their dining room, and the Crocs were performing just under that chandelier. And there is one moment when one of the Crocs lifts one of the other Crocs up into the air and missed this chandelier by an absolute millimetre. And I could not help glancing at the face of the dining room manager. And I now know what horror is.
So this is In the Mood by the Crocs.
Bob's a living dummy with the beautiful eyes, but a pair of lips I like to try and emphasize. I'll just tell her, baby, won't you swing it with me? Hope she tells me maybe what a wing it'll be. So I said politely, darling, may I intrude? She said, you'll keep me waiting while I'm in the mood. First I held it lightly as we started to dance. I held it tightly, what a dreamy romance. I said, now baby, it's a quarter to three. There's a mess of moonlight, won't you share it with me? Well, she answered, mister, don't you think that it's rude to keep my tulips waiting while I'm in the mood? In the mood, oh boy, the band's swinging. In the mood, oh boy, too much to sing. In the mood, oh boy, there's nothing better. Come on, let's get together, cause we're in the mood now. In the mood, oh boy, the band's swinging. In the mood, flip floor, too much to sing. In the mood, slip slow, there's nothing better. Come on, let's get together, cause we're in the mood now.
How you feeling, baby? What you doing tonight? Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. How about a table in the corner for two? Everybody's going, it's the thing you should do. And if you've a groovy, show the right attitude.
Ooh, hey, now I'm really in the mood.
How you feeling, baby? What you doing tonight? Hope you're in the mood because I'm feeling just right. How about a table in the corner for two? Everybody's going, it's the thing you should do. And if you're groovy, show the right attitude.
Now I'm in the mood. Now I'm ready, baby, because I'm in the mood.
They seem to have an enormous repertoire. Tell us about the styles of music.
Yeah, they do. And it varies from year to year. There are some standards that they will probably do almost every year. In the Mood being one of them. They They began by singing popular songs from the golden age of American music, from the 1920s up to the kind of 1950s. But they've expanded that now, and they will sing some jazz, they sing rock, they sing swing, still some of the popular classics. So the repertoire, as you say, is huge. It's often dictated by who the best voices are, the strongest voices, and they will tend to choose songs that year to fit the particular singers they have, but also the taste of the music director. Because one of the important people in the whole group is the music director, who choreographs, conducts, but also sometimes arranges some of the music.
So apart from the world premiere in Duddington later this summer, what other great places have they sung out?
Well, previous groups sung at presidential inaugurations. They sang at Clinton's inauguration. They sang last year at John Kerry's, I think it's his 50th birthday party. He was the presidential contender. They sang at the handover of Hong Kong to China. They've sung at the United Nations in Geneva. They've sung at Sydney Opera House. On one occasion, British Airways flew them over the Atlantic to sing at a British Airways concert.
No doubt singing all the way.
Probably. I'm still trying to find cabin staff who were on that flight. But
Probably shouldn't be too hard to find. Okay. It's going to be quite memorable.
Yeah.
Apart from Duddington, I believe they're in Oxfordshire for 3 days?
2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Yes, they are singing at Merton College at lunchtime on the Friday for Merton College's summer school, where they have about 150 students from US Berkeley. And so that will be a home from home. Then on Friday evening, they're singing at Somerville College to the participants in the Oxford University Business Economics course. And then on Saturday lunchtime, they are singing at Saïd Business School, the Executive Education Centre at Egrove Park. And that's going to be for the faculty and the staff, and also some members of the UBEC course that they're singing for on Friday night. So this is the first time they've sung in Oxford since about 1993, when they sang at Oriel College. So it's a new venture for all of the present Crocs. They're really looking forward to coming to Oxford.
Well, we hope that the concerts in Oxford go very well. We're looking forward to hearing them in Christine Blentoff's garden. We're going to close with one of their most requested songs, Loch Lomond. Tell us a bit about Loch Lomond.
Well, I mean, this is obviously one of the kind of folk songs that have got into the repertoire, and for reasons which I'm sure when you hear it you will understand, it has become their most requested song and their most popular song. Any audience that's heard them sing it before just requests it each time, and so it has become one of their standard songs. And it just illustrates the quality of individual singers, but also the blending of the various voices in the group to create the kind of croc sound.
Barry Smith, honorary crocodillo, thank you very much for your time. And here is Loch Lomond.
By yon bonny banks and yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever one to gay, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road
And that's all for this edition of Duddington Discussions.